everybody. This poem is called Awake. You have bags under your eyes, bags the size of boulders, shoulders slumped, heavy head hanging low, your breathing shallow and slow, body bent crooked from carrying a movement for too long. You've mustered the strength to meet my gaze, your eyelids fluttering, broken shutters struggling to stay awake, your pupils hollow like caves. I know that face because it mirrors mine. You are tired. You're tired. Tired of talking about race, of hearing black this, white that, Mike Brown, Freddie Gray, pavement dripping red as another unarmed black man is killed. And then another unarmed black man is killed. And today, the news anchor relayed that yet another unarmed black man has been slain. The daily replay of gunplay plagues me. Young boy playing tag with the law got tagged from a distance, shot while turned and running, harmless. Or shot while standing still on a corner, while drinking a glass of water, while talking on the phone or mowing the lawn, or maybe shot not while doing anybody harm, but just being. Shot while sleeping, because everybody knows it's illegal for a black boy to be dreaming. The media has got our emotions on this bullet train, circling the track, following all the cops' bullets leaving barrels headed for blacks. First stop, outrage, then sorrow. Next minute, we're down the hill into hopelessness, and it takes days to get back up the hill to hope for tomorrow. I'm ready to quit, ready to chuck this social justice throwback to the 60s nonsense. We march, we chant, we sing, we link arms, we love hard, and for what? For naught? For naught. For naught? What if it's not? What if we're doing something big, kingdom-sized, but it's only traceable on a microscopic level? And we would need God's lenses to measure how many opposing racial atoms are bonding together. With every protest, every banner, every sit-in, die-in, one-on-one conversation, vigil, conference, festival, song, poem, painting, every second of our days, God is at work. How do we know? He's the God of the mustard seed, the two mites, and the sparrows. So although we are dog tired, we must keep running, keep fighting, keep loving, keep writing, and staying awake.